Bears Hooligan coming at you. Week 8, Bears versus Cowboys. Bears lose 49-29. Offense does manage to put 29 points up on the board. Not bad. They did leave some points out there that could have been had, but not a horrendous effort by the offense versus a pretty decent defense overall. Defense, though, ugly. They almost get 50 hung up on them. Terrible. Only decent thing for the D was the Eddie Jackson pick, which is his fourth of the year. Other than that, ugly all around. I mean, it was just an ugly, ugly game. They got ran all over. They just ran over. And it wasn't even the starter. Pollard filling in for Elliott, who actually at this point in Elliott's career is probably better. I think had 3 TDs today. Demolishing the Bears all over. I mean, they've been giving up running yards all season. Their running defense is horrendous. They're definitely not following any of the hits principles at this point. I don't think Eberflusi is giving out any of his wife's free T-shirts that she makes in her cricket at home for their defensive efforts. I don't think they're earning those because their defensive efforts are trash. I mean, some of that is talent. I think that D-line needs talent. Quinn's gone now. They had no rush on the ball today. But I didn't really hear Roquan's name called much today. I don't recall really him doing much of anything. So, yeah, just a bad defensive effort. Offense, not terrible. I think Fields is still making those improvements. Fields is starting to get better. He's continued to move up from week to week now. Last few weeks, I've been really happy with what I've seen from him. Would have been nice if he would have hit on that bomb on that first series of the game, underthrew it, and that would have been a definite touchdown. Also would have been nice if Velus Jones would have caught that long ball that he dropped. That dude is a bust. For sure, he's a busted pick, can't catch a punt or a pass. I don't care when they use him as a gadget out of the backfield. The dude's a bust. Offense, not a horrendous game. You put up 29 points. I'll take it with this offense, with the talent they have. But defense, bad, real bad. I think the defense came today with their Halloween costume. They came in costume as the clowns. They got out of the clown car before the game. And that's how they played that entire game, as a group of fucking clowns. It was bad. It was ugly. I feel like the Bears could have had another touchdown or two for sure. That drop, or that underthrow by Fields. And then before the half, when they had the ball, they ended up getting the field goal. But there was two plays where Fields threw into the end zone. One was pretty well defended by the Cowboys. But the other was defended pretty well as well, but also kind of dropped. I feel like if they had a 1-2 with Mooney being the 3. Wide receiver-wise, one of those two plays is a touchdown for sure. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that the talent on the offensive side of the ball is definitely affecting this team. I mean, the O-line sucks. They gave up several free rushes into Fields, just you know, coming at him, nobody blocking. He got smashed on that two-point conversion. Lucky he didn't get hurt. Injuries too. Borum's out with a concussion. Tevin Jenkins left the game. I don't know if he came back. So injuries definitely playing a factor in that, but they were bad before the injuries. Poles was supposed to be some type of O-line guru, and that hasn't played out. Just because he's an old, has-been O-lineman who never made it in the league doesn't mean he knows anything about the O-line, as we've seen thus far. So his talent is just leaving this team hanging out to dry, which I think is what he wants. I mean, he wants, I think, a higher draft pick. I'm probably glad that they lost today. Watching Fields give his press conference right now, and he just looks like a sad guy, and I feel for him. I'm a sad guy as well. I mean, now basically we're all just waiting for 2023, which sucks because I'm getting old, and I'd like to see this team win someday. And I just have to wait year after year and pray and hope that this team does something. So it's just, ugh. But yeah, not a good performance by the defense. Ugly game. Almost Halloween out there. Tomorrow's Halloween. If you do live in the Lake Forest area, just a public shout out anywhere in that area, be careful. This is the time of year Virginia McCaskey in the evenings can be seen stalking the streets. She definitely probably is immortal, most people say, and is a bloodsucker. And a sadness and blood fuel her. I mean, that's how this woman has lived this long. She lives off the sadness of us Bears fans and also off our blood. So watch your back, because that old hag, she's a lot tougher than she looks. She's got sharp teeth. So yeah, that's about it. Not a pretty game. Shitty, shitty, shitty D. I mean, it kept it exciting for a while until the end there, once they ended up losing by 20. It was exciting for a bit. I thought they had a shot when they started making that comeback, but nope. D just didn't have it, man. Just let Dallas go up and down that field pretty much all game. I think they maybe punted once. Going to make a couple calls, see who we're able to get a hold of today to discuss this shitty, shitty effort. Next week, they play Miami, I think. Another noon game at Miami. Miami's been up and down. I think that's going to be a good game if the offense plays like they've been playing. Miami could take that win there, though. So we'll see. I think we're going to start to see those losses continue to pile up here. And all that hope that some of these Bears fans, Meatball Bears fans, think there is going to be sucked out. So I just want to see Fields continue to develop, man. I've enjoyed what I've seen from him past few weeks. Hopefully he can keep that up, keep moving the feet, slowly start to see less and less of the missed throws, and we keep it going. So we'll talk to you next week. Bear down. Keep it real on the streets. Watch your back.
Brett Dowling.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
you always catch me at the right time.
What'd you think of the game?
Well, it ended up being closer than I thought it was after the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't... offensive-wise, I don't think it was terrible.
No. They couldn't stop him at all. It was so sad.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie Jackson.
I'm glad I played the guy from Dallas in my other fantasy league, that's for sure.
Who, Pollard?
Yeah.
How many points did he put up?
I was like 30-something.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, man. He was all over the place. What, do you have three TDs?
Yeah, I think it's three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like you go off like a big win on Monday night, and you come and then you know, you kind of just like you shit the bed, like basically the whole first half. Like you just kind of do what you've done all year, play like crap in the first half, then you like somehow figure it out in the second half. Except you just can't keep giving it away though.
Yeah, I mean what, that D had been playing like shit in the first half most games, but then second half they've been like shutting down, you know what I mean? And they did not do their second half adjustments and shut them down. They put pretty much 50 points on them.
Well, I mean, like I mean, still you get traded away your best defensive end, like before this game even happened.
I liked that. I was a fan of that. I was.
I'm nothing against it though, but I don't know that. But you did it after you just won a game.
I just don't think Poles in any way. I don't think Poles had planned on winning this season. I don't think Poles cares to win this season, and so I think all along he had a plan to trade him away. I mean, I think he would have traded him away in the off season, but he had hoped at least that Quinn would get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever sacks prior to the deadline. And then there'd be a higher, he'd get a higher, higher draft pick for him.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could see today in the game that it hurt trading him.
Well, sure.
And what, you were sitting at 3-4, and, the Packers are sitting at 3-4, you're in second place, like, you're kind of, like, you're not there, because you're not going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, but you were there, like, at least right now. With potentially being able to make a playoff spot.
I, I think they had thought going into the season with the talent they put on the team, they were going to be really bad. And I think they thought that both the Packers would be better. So there was no shot of making the playoffs, in regards to the division. And then the Packers ended up being bad. Lions aren't as good as people had kind of thought. And Minnesota, I mean, they're winning games, but they're not really all that great. I mean, if he had put a little bit more talent on this team, if he had done a little more on the O-line, if he had gotten a receiver or two with some talent, and maybe another D-lineman, I mean, this team could have made the playoffs, for sure.
Oh, dude, I mean, NFL is, it's a parity league, dude. Like, you could, like, be terrible one year and be in the Super Bowl the next year, but, I mean, I feel like, making that trade, like, I don't care, dude. Like, if you want to tear that fucker down, man, tear it all down. Who cares?
Well, that's what I think his whole plan, I think, was to tear it all down. This offseason, this season, it's a tear it all down, get rid of anything that doesn't matter, see the guys this year that they have around still, the younger guys that have talent, who they might re-sign or keep, whatever. And then other than that, it's a complete rebuild. And, maybe keep, obviously Fields, if he plays out, one of the running backs, and pretty much everybody else, I think. I mean, I don't know if they're going to re-sign Roquan. People are talking they could trade him before the deadline, which I think is stupid. I think they should be re-signing Roquan. But I think it's pretty much they're tearing everything down. And then next year, now they have more draft picks and they have the most cap space. And so, see what's going
on. I feel like the NFL, when you're like trying to tear it all down and rebuild, like it's different than other sports. Like, I don't think it can be done the same way, because tearing down and rebuilding, like, just ends up getting people hurt in the NFL.
Yeah, it can.
Like tearing it down, like, it's just going to get Justin Fields hurt.
Well, for sure. I mean, that's why, they should have had, he should, like, Poles is supposed to be some O-line guru, because he's a has-been, never-was O-lineman, whatever, and,
O-line's never heard of him before he became GM, so obviously if he played in the NFL, then...
He played on the Bears.
Oh, he was on the Bears.
he was an undrafted rookie on the Bears roster. Got cut during training camp, and I don't know what year it was, but mid 2000s or something, or early to mid 2000s.
Oh, there's always got to be a connection.
So yeah, he was on the roster at one point.
Oh, that's funny. I did not know that.
Yeah, so he supposedly, that's when they came in. I mean, they weren't talking about him being on the Bears, but, like, he knows O-line because he was some never-was, shitty O-lineman. He knows the O-line,
So much so that they've literally designed their entire offense around, like, making Justin Fields,
move.
Like Cordell Stewart, dude. I'll give him credit, dude. I thought the kids played well, like, the last few games. I take nothing away from him, but, the constant running, dude, at some point, it's going to catch up to you.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that 2-point conversion, when that dude came in untouched and Fields was looking left and just got smashed, absolutely smashed. Like, that wasn't pretty. That's like life flash before your eyes kind of stuff. Like, holy shit, there goes that dude's season or maybe career.
I mean, and I'm fine with him doing that, dude, but you gotta do it, it would be so much more effective if he had another receiver to throw to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, before the half, those two tosses in the end zone, if he had a legit, tall possession wide receiver guy, one of those guys, throw up and get it guys, you know what I mean? If he had somebody like a one or two that's one of those type of guys, one of those is a touchdown, no doubt.
Easily, dude. That's the thing. Like that Mooney's not bad, but he's small.
Yeah, Mooney, in my book, Mooney is a great number three.
Absolutely. Yeah, yes, a possession receiver.
He's a great three. You get a solid one or two with him. I mean, Fields' whole stat line this whole season would be completely different.
Yeah, well, I think what sucks, for today's game is, you get down so much, you don't even get a chance to really, let kind of Montgomery kind of do his thing either, too. I think that kind of...
Yeah.
And they still did it, but it's easy to abandon it, and that's when, like, the panic sets in.
think Montgomery could be traded too before the deadline, possibly, if anybody had any interest. I don't think he's going to be with the team after this season.
Again, they're not going to win anything, so fine. Just get rid of everybody, whatever. That's what you want to do. All for it. I still think it would have been better just to do it before the season. You know, before the draft. If that was your intent, no matter what. Like, I mean, it's not like you're getting an ass load for any of these guys anyway.
No. I mean, I don't know what the hell Montgomery would... I mean, a couple running backs just got traded. I don't know what the hell they got. I mean, Montgomery might get like a fifth or sixth, maybe.
What did Roquan, or not Roquan, but Robert Quinn get you? Like
he got a fourth. Runner? He got a fourth.
A fourth, not really. That's what you got.
Yeah, that's what he got.
For a guy you were paying, you know, what?
He got a fourth rounder and the Bears, basically. I think the Bears are eating, you know, like almost all the salary this year, too. But whatever, I don't know. I just hope this. I hope polls. A lot of people have on social media wise have a lot of faith in polls for some reason. I hope the dude proves he knows what the hell he's doing next season. I mean, I hope his draft is solid, and I hope he signs some guys, and I hope the team's competitive because I don't really the division is open for somebody to take because I think Rodgers and the Packers. I don't think they're. They're not going to be dominant anymore. They're not. You know.
Well, that's my thing. Like that's why I said I have nothing against you making the trade. You trade that guy, but I felt like the timing was bad. Like if you did it after the Giants game, you know, like who gives a shit? But you just went to like
the
New England and then you trade him.
The deadline's like in a week, I think, or this week. I think the deadline's this week.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I feel like it was bad timing where, because of everything you just said, like, you kind of, like, you pull the White Sox from the 90s and did the white flag trade while you're still in contention for the division.
But I really don't think they're in contention. I don't think that's happening. I don't think they're making the playoffs.
No, like, Green Bay's not that good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're not good.
No.
Like, they're pretty, like... Their running backs are fucking awesome, but they're not that good. And Minnesota, like, you can always count on Kirk Cousins to fuck it up at some point in time. So when you play them, you just wait for the moment for him to throw the ball to the other team. Or fumble it or whatever. And honestly, I thought the Lions would be better than the Bears this year.
So did I.
But they're terrible.
Yeah, I thought they'd be much better than the Bears this year, but they're bad. They're real bad. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, Swift's been out for, like... Because I have him on my fantasy team. He's been out for quite a few weeks. He's finally back this week. But, yeah, they're not that great. Not what I had hoped.
I don't know. It was there, like, for you to, like, at least nibble at it for the entire season.
But, you know? But I think, again, Poole's thing is he doesn't want to nibble at it. I think that's his whole... I'm not saying I agree with his philosophy or he's going to make it happen. Because I don't know anything about this dude. All I know is what I've seen so far. Brisker's all right. You know, he's had a couple decent picks. But all of his free agent signings were shit. But I think his whole thing is he doesn't want to nibble, doesn't want to have to retool every year and try to just nibble, nibble, nibble. He wants to bust it down, build a team that will be competing for a decade forward. You know what I mean? Somebody that will constantly be competing where they just have to keep filling it as they go because they've got talent that just keeps going. You know what I mean?
I hope he's successful because... Bears fan, there's I don't remember a decade of any dominance of being good. I can barely remember like 2 years in a row of the Bears being good.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, everybody always feels like the Lovey years, like they were dominant the whole time, but they weren't. They had like 2 years where they went to the playoffs in a row, and then they would have like an eight year. Then they'd right. make, you know what I mean? So Lovey didn't have some big dominant era like everybody thinks he did.
That was the other thing about this game today was, you know, that Eberflus runs that same fucking defense that Lovey runs still, whatever he does in Houston. But, like, runs that same shit. And, I mean, it was like watching, like an old-school Bears-Packers game, like, with the slants, just, like, constantly
Yeah.
And it just killed that defense every time. And I mean, you know, McCarthy should know he whipped the Bears' ass quite a bit.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, what's his face sucked in the first half? That Vildor, he was shit in the first half. They were picking on him.
Oh, the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know. I mean, he only got one good corner. Yeah. And he's.
Gordon could be good.
He's probably not near as good as he thinks he is, but he's good.
Gordon could be decent here. You know, I was talking to Scotty last weekend. I feel like hopefully Gordon's like, what's his face that was on the Bears that went to, he followed what's his face over to Denver with, who was our old, huh? Fuller, yeah. Fuller. You know, he wasn't that great his first season or two after he was drafted high. And then he finally, you know, I mean, not that Fuller was ever great, but he was solid for a few years there, you know?
Oh, dude. When he left, he was the best quarterback.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think those last like 2 or 3 years with the Bears, he was pretty. I mean, I would think he was, you know, maybe not like a Pro Bowler necessarily, but not too far away from the list at that position.
He was a solid corner, and that's what I feel like. I feel like, you know, maybe this dude could be Fuller-esque. You know, nobody that's going to be great, but he's flashed a little bit here and there. He's had a couple moments, you know.
They have no pass rush, so.
No, that's zero.
They just put those guys out of the island, and eventually they're going to get burned.
Yeah, I don't think I don't. They had zero pass rush today. They had absolutely nothing.
Well, you would have thought they'd have played better defense against this team because Dallas is basically. I mean, it was like the exact same offense. Like, other than Dak, Dak throws the ball a lot more. But you know, I guess they do. They do with Dak what the Bears should do to Justin Fields and have him run, but not always run.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, well, I mean, it was kind of what I thought it might be. I had a feeling because I felt like people were getting way too excited after last week and saw this shit. Like, oh, Bears are going, man. Super Bowl, they're going to take the division. Like, all these people getting overhyped. Like, relax, dude. It's not happening.
Like Belichick cares. He probably actually took the game off just so that he didn't get yelled at for beating taking over Hollis's like win total against the Bears. He's
just
trying to be nice.
Just being a friendly, because that's what he is. He's a real friendly dude. Like, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he probably is. Dude, you never know.
You never know. Maybe Virginia McCaskey's a real peach behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, him and Virginia aren't really that far away in age, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on. What's he in his 60s?
Dude, I think he's in his 70s.
Well, still, Virginia still got him beat by like almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years.
I mean, that chick is almost 100 years old, dude. I legit think, earlier I already taped my little intro for this podcast, and I really legit. I mean, I think that bitch is a vampire, man. I really do. If people live in Lake Forest, they have to be on the lookout because she's hiding in the shadow, and she'll jump out, suck your blood. Only if you're probably wearing Bears gear too. I feel like she just wants to hurt and harm Bears fans.
Well, I mean, at least she's nice. If it's like the fountain of youth for her to like go and bite people and suck their blood, then she just takes a little bit so she doesn't look too non-decrepit.
I guess.
Oh, dude, she's still going to be alive when both of us die.
She probably will be, and that's just sad. It's really sad. I feel like she just cast a shadow over my sports fandom for my entire life, almost. And she'll still be here when I'm gone, doing it to, like, my daughter and her kids.
Well, you know, you rip on her, dude, but she's produced as many championships in her lifetime as the Cubs have.
She did not produce that championship. She had absolutely nothing. Her dad died a year or two before that or something, a couple years. But that team was already in place. The GM was already in place. Everything was already going. So she had nothing to do with that. That's why, because people will say like, oh, well then you don't like the 85 Bears because she was the owner of the team for that. No, all that shit was already in place. She made no decisions towards that team. It was when her and her stupid kids started, you know, hiring GMs when the team went to shit.
I'm sorry. That's a sore subject with you.
It's a very sore subject. Obviously. Subject I've talked about for like 15 years. It's an extremely sore subject.
It's amazing you've been calling for her death for so long.
I know. I mean, 15 years.
And she was 90 then.
Yeah, I mean, I've been calling for it probably since she's been in her 80s. And it's still, it's just like, oh, it's got to happen. Every year, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just like everyone would always say, oh, Betty White's never going to die. But she finally died. These old ladies that have finally died, like Betty White went, the Queen went. I feel like, oh, I'm going to get lucky. It's time. You know what I mean? All these old broads are biting it.
Well, you could get lucky. I mean, Betty White did almost, like, I think she was like 2 weeks away from her 100th birthday when she died.
Yeah.
So I don't know how, is Virginia at 100 yet? Was she at like 97?
I think she's at 98 or 99, I think. She's like right there. I mean, if you think about it, this chick, like 50 years ago, not more than 50, but she's almost 100. So say like 60, 70 years ago, she was, from my inside sources, she was in the Bears locker room giving like rusty trombones and sucking off players in the locker room back like in the 40s and shit. I mean, she fucked her way through quite a few rosters back in the day.
According to your sources. Huh?
According to my sources. I think even, according to my sources, allegedly, like, I think she was still doing it, like, in the 80s. Like, after they won the Super Bowl, I think a couple of the boys had a couple rounds to go with the old bag. And she's been guzzling Bears cum for decades, dude.
There's always a fetish. And, you got to, I guess they felt like, you know, they had to let her do it just because it's like a sacrifice.
Yeah, I think that's just like one of those things. It's like, you know, you join a team and they're like, all right, man. Like, there's some hockey movie, maybe Youngblood. You ever seen the movie Youngblood?
Oh, I have, dude. I don't remember it.
But there's something like they all live in like some house. They, like the rookies or something, or the guys that come to the team, they live in some house with some woman who like watches the house, and then they all have to have, you know, have to have sex with the lady who, like, runs the house. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
I feel like that's Youngblood or something. I feel like that's the same with the Bears. Like, oh, all right, rookie. And now it's just like they go down into, like, the catacombs of the dungeon, and it's just like an old bag of bones down there. They open a coffin, and they got to have their way with a bag of bones down there. And probably give her, like, a pint of blood or something.
It sucks their lifeblood out.
Yeah, then they lose the talent, and then, yeah, it sucks it out. It's kind of similar. All right, buddy. Well, I think we covered it.
Yeah, I don't know where you go after that.
Well, we thought we'd throw a little something in for the Halloween. You know, Halloween's tomorrow's the Halloween special, so.
Yeah, well, that's what you should dress up for Halloween.
As Virginia?
You're a man who enjoys a good costume.
Just as George, a pedophile. Like, that's he looks like a straight-up pedo.
Poster child.
Have you seen, I don't think you're on Facebook much, but a few weeks ago I saw somewhere on the internet, I copied a post on Facebook and Instagram. He's a soccer ref in like Lake Forest or something.
Oh, that guy? Georgia?
Yeah, he's a soccer ref for kids' soccer.
Oh God, is it like a picture of him like in short shorts too?
Yes, he's got like short shorts and the socks and everything.
Maybe I'm just gonna not wear this.
It's not a good look.
You know, definitely to own a van. And, you know, just stay away from things that, you know, may or may not incriminate you later.
Well, could you imagine if my kid was playing a game and he's out there, I'm gonna say something for sure. I would definitely like boo his ass, say this ref sucks, just like his team. You know, like whatever, like. I'm sure they escort me off the field. Like, all right, you gotta go, man.
Oh yes. Having been kicked out of kids' sporting events, that's exactly what they do. Is they kick you out of the field.
Like last year, you heard when like Nagy's kid was playing in like a high school game and the other stuff, they were like booing him and stuff. I thought that was hilarious. And all these people were like, I can't believe they're doing that to his family. I think it's hilarious. Drive him out of town. Whatever you can do to get these people out of here, do it. I'm not, besides violence, but.
You're insulated from everything, you know, like at the high school age, you know, like I don't know that if the fans are booing at him, they're like necessarily booing at his kid and like shitting on his kid or anything like that. They're just giving him shit.
Yeah, I think that's mostly what it was.
Like, I mean, to me, you gotta kind of like if it gets to being like unpleasant. Words that shouldn't be said or said, you know, that's completely different, but it's just, if it's just like, you know, like, everyone knows who it is, what are you gonna do? I mean, that's on you as a parent, then. If you don't want that, I guess you're not gonna send your kids to, like, public schools.
Well, yeah, or you just don't go to the game, I guess. Like, somebody records the game and you watch it from home, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I get you want to watch your kid, but if you're the coach of a team and your team stinks and it's a local team and you're there, you're going to get some shit. You know what I mean?
That's life.
That's why you get paid the big bucks. Deal with it.
I mean, if the dude's, like, walking into his kid's game and everybody, like, everyone's going, fuck you, Nagy, fuck you, all right, you know, that's a little different. You know, but, like, to me, if you got any sense of humility, you know, you're, like, you're walking in there and at that time, what, your team's, like, 1-5, and, like, fans are like, boo, Nagy, shit, fuck them. Like, if you're comfortable enough in your own skin, you just laugh at that and fucking walk away.
I think it's. I mean, I don't think people were yelling like "fuck you" and like threatening him, but you know, I think it was just chance, wasn't it? It was like Nagy suck.
Yeah, whatever. And especially if his kid's team was playing at the other team's field, like that should be implied as far as like stuff goes. You know, like was this kid getting booed at the home stadium?
I don't know. I don't know if anything was towards this kid. I feel like it was like the one that would have made the press. I feel like it was at like an away game, and the other you know the student section, the other crowd was just chanting, you know, against Nagy, like Nagy sucks. Whatever.
All right, yeah. So your kid's playing high school football you're at a game and it's an away game for your kid's high school. Okay, that's completely acceptable.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, oh, come on, trust me, like my kids, like, baseball, like, and these are, like, 15, 16-year-old kids. Some of the shit I hear, like, them saying, like, back and forth between dugouts, like, you know, it's far more, you know, like, insulting than saying Nagy sucks.
All right, man, well... You enjoy your Halloween?
Hopefully. Yes, I will enjoy it by doing nothing and not dressing up, giving out no candy, and, like, you know, apparently being swallowed by Virginia McCaskey.
I don't think she's going to make her way that far south, but just in case, be safe. Watch yourself out there. You know, you never know.
No, they could roll the hearse here.
She could come down there looking for blood, and George could come down there looking for a young tail. So just keep an eye on your boys and keep an eye on yourself.
Yeah, well... Thanks for the warning.
All right, buddy. Can I get a bear down?
Bear down.
All right, buddy. You take it easy.